We were in the middle of
Amarlei, page 145, Perek Bet. Amarlei, 145. Where it says Amarlei, Ravami.
Okay, 145, Amud Bet.
Yes.
145B.
Amarlei.
Yes. Amarlei Rav Ami Vatan the Beit Menashe ain't aid mipi aid kosher leitzlish bavan. Right. We only say that aid mipi aid, aid testifying to the mouth of another aid, is only kosher by testimony by a woman. By other aduyos, it's puzzle. And one of those included on the list, obviously, is aidus by a bechor, which we were trying to talk about. So the Gemara says, Ema, maybe we can explain the brisa. What it means to say is not aid mipi aid kosher except for aidus ishek sheira law bilvad. It didn't mean to say that case alone. El Aidas Sha'isha, it's only, Aid Mipi Aid is only kosher in cases, Sha'isha Kesher La Bilvad. In a case where a woman is also Shayach to. And a woman is also Shayach to a Aidas Bechor. And therefore, since she's also Shayach to Aidas Bechor, she should be included in a lot, solitary testimony is fine as well.
Why would she be lonely for what? For eating it?
For eating it, she could eat it. Yeah. Rav Yemar Achsher Ein Mipi Aid.
A woman is has anus share by her house. I mean, to say her culture, the meat culture, everything else. Yeah, we believe in a woman to say that her husband comes to the house and he's not,
So that's why the second reading of the Brisa makes more sense.
Second what?
The new reading of the Brisa makes more sense. There's so many areas. See, the first way to read the Brisa was that it's only by Ein Mipi Aid Kosher, by Eidus Isha, by her testimony, which would include all the cases you meant. Yeah. Yeah, but what it's now readjusting and saying is saying that it wasn't even talking about cases where she could testify. There's plenty of them, fine. It's talking about cases where it would be... where it would be concerning her, where something, that which is being made is concerning her.
How is this concerning her? She's testifying that there's a moom on the coin could eat it. Isn't that what she's testifying?
That the
got a moom on its own, not that he did it.
So who did? Oh, that not that he did.
Right, that he didn't do it, that it happened on its own.
Her.
What does that mean?
How does that help her?
Well, we were saying the cases where she would partake of the bechor, where she would eat it. She's the husband. She's the wife of the kohen.
She's the wife of kohen. She's
yeah, it's not her. One second. Let me see Rashi here. No, the cases where she is testifying, and she's allowed to testify, just like it is. It's not where she's eating it. I'm sorry, take it back. It's a case where she's testifying, like you were saying, that she could testify regarding this, just like she's believed unkashrus and other things. Why can't she testify? I'm pretty sure it's that meaning. It's saying in cases where her edus is kshera. Therefore, this case too, she's allowed to give aidus here. Bechoros lamedvav. Yeah.
Maybe.
That's it. It's talking about where she's giving aidus. So Rav Yemar says achsher ein pei lebechor. Rav Yemar says kosher ein pei lebechor. Kari alei maremar, and maremar said he gave him a nickname Yemar Shari Bukhra. Yemar, the one who permits the firstborns. So the Gemara says v'hilchasa ein pei kosher lebechor. And we paskin that a witness who gets the testimony from another witness is considered to be kosher when it's coming to talk about the bechor. Okay, next. Chalas dva. What? Yeah, of the bechor. Of the bechor. Chalos dvash. Yes. Chalos dvash, not a human, right? Chalos dvash. Let's say you have the honey cakes over there that you cut them up before Shabbos, and then the honey comes out. on the Shabbos itself. That's the case of Chalos Dvash. So they're going to be Aser. Rabbi Elazar says they're Mutter. Ki Aser Rav Hoshea ben Arda, Aser Aysim has to be other. He brought with him a brisa that said, Zeisim and Avim Shariz Kamer of Shabbos, V'yotzim Atzim. They oozed out on their own, Aser, and they're going to be Aser. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says they're Mutter. Am Rabbi Yosef Gavra Yaseira Atalash Miunan. What were you coming to do? Did Rav Hoshea come to teach you there's another Tana, a great Tana who holds like this? There's no chiddush in that. Amr Leia Bai Bai Sri Yosef Tuva Ko Mashbalan. He's teaching us many things. Haim Mas Nisan Havaminas by the Chalas Dvash that were crushed on Erev Shabbos. Who, that's where Rabbi Elazar holds that the Dvash that flows out of them on Shabbos Mutal Achila. Why? Because the Mikara Uchlov is Sofal Uchlov. Because the Dvash before it came out from the Chalos from the cakes was Ochel. And therefore, when it comes out also, it's Ochel. And maybe therefore there should be no Gzera of Shema Yisrot on Shabbos. That's not Schita. Aval Hach, by the Zaysim Vanavim, which were squeezed there of Shabbos, the Mikara Uchla, since at the beginning it's Ochel, but in the end it's a liquid, maybe aim alone. Maybe no. Maybe Rabbi Elazar did not matter the Shtiyah Samashkin B'Shabbos. Because you might have a Cheshash that you might come to be Sochet. So the Gemara says, Kamash B'lon, Rosh teaches the right, so that even that, Rabbi Elazar is matter. Okay, Kol Shabbat B'chamin. Any Tafshil which comes into hot water of Shabbos, Shorin Aso B'chamin B'Shabbos. V'chol Shaloba B'chamin of Shabbos, like Basar, dried up meat, which you eat while it's raw. Madichin Aso B'chamin B'Shabbos. Chutz Min Amaliach Hayashan, except for Dag Maluach. V'kulya Sei Spagin, and a certain also type of salted fish that you rinse it off before you eat it. Because the rinsing off, that's the what you makshir it to be achila, and therefore it's considered part of the bishul process. So kagon mai, what Michael are we talking about? Is ragil to soak it in chamin? So the Gemara says Amar Rav Safra kagon tarnigolosa de Rabbi Abba, the tarnigol of Rabbi Abba, which they would cook it, and then afterwards they would soak it for many days in hot water, so that it should soften up. Amar Rav Safra Zimna Chada Ikla Lahasam. One time I went to Eretz Yisrael v'uchle minei and I ate from that tarnigol. V'ilo Rabbi Abba Dashkin Chamer Bar Klasa Trafei. But when you went, Rabbi Abba would not have given me wine that was 3 years old. Iskanse, I would have been endangered from the disgustingness of this food. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. Raik Mikuta Chabavli. He would spit when he would mention in his food Kuta Chabavli because it was such a disgusting dish. It was made from milk and brine and different pieces of bread, moldy bread. It's like Gemara Pesachim Membeis. So, that was delicacy. You know, a lot of people consider it a vile dish. But, oh.
A lot of national dishes are spoiled milk-based, and it's an acquired taste.
No. But, oh, and furthermore, Kutach was not so disgusting for those of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Damar of Gaza, Zimna Chara Ikal Asim, one time went to Eretz Yisrael, Vavti Kutach Babli, they prepared for me a Kutach Babli, She'ilu Minei Kol Bircha Me'arva, and all the sick people of Eretz Yisrael asked that I should give them some Kutach. They loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. Kol Shalom Bal Chagin. Anything that didn't come in hot stuff Erev Shabbos, you rinse it off in hot stuff, except for Meliach Chayashin, Kuyas Haspanim, because that's the Gemar Malacha. Hediach, if you went though and rinsed off these fish, what's the din? So Amar Rav Yosef Edia Chayav Chata. You're Chayav Chata since it's Bishul. Amar Rav Rabbi Navanam Tanaina. We also learned in a Mishnah Chutz Maliach Yashin Mekulias Haspanis Shadach San Zohi Gmar Melachtan. Shvah Minei learned from the Mishnah Zohi Gmar Melachtan that that's the Bishul and you're Chayav. So Yasef Rav Chia Rav Ravasi Kamei De Rav Yochran VYasef Yochran VeKamei Namneim, and he was dipping. Amar Rav Chia Barav Ravasi Mipnei Ma Ofos Bavel Shmeinim. Why are the Ofos of Bavel more fat than the Ofos of Eretz Yisrael? Amar Leih Kilchel Midbar Aza. Go to Midbar Aza, which was a place in Eretz Yisrael. Varecha Shmeinim. And I'm going to show you, the fat ones over there. So he asked me, Neim Ma Moedim Shabavos Meichem. Why are the people of Bavel so happy to be festive on the Moedim more than Eretz Yisrael? He said to him, Nei Shehemanim, because they're poor, and therefore they have no simcha with their food and drink, and all their simcha is on the Moedim. So mipnei ma tamin chacham shabavel mitzuyonim. So why do the tamin chacham of Bavel then adorn themselves with nice clothing if they don't have so much? Lefi she'enim b'nei Torah, because they're not such huge b'nei Torah like the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, and they're not going to get any covet to their Torah. So at least they wear the clothes. Mipnei ma ovdei chacham muzumin. Why are the idolaters always what with the cologne over there?
Is it idolaters or is it just goyim?
Oh, they were. I mean, it's pagans. Same thing.
Impure.
Yeah. Yeah, why are they so dirty? Mivnei she'ochlin shkatzim v'ramasim, because they eat shkatzim v'ramasim. Isar abu Rabbi Yochanan, he implored him. Amarlo, he said to him, Dardaki, you young ones who, you know, Dardaki is usually like a young chap who hasn't gotten yet to full logic. Lo kach amarti lachem. Didn't I tell you already in the pasuk? Amar lachach ma'chodich. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Im bar lacha darachos she'asur lach amar im lavat latimero. Something should be as clear to you as your sister being prohibited to you. That's when you should respond yes or no to something. Amar le v'le malan mar ezamehem. Our master tells which one of these things you asked. Mibnei ma, I asked first, why are the birds of Bavel so shmeinim? Why are they so fat over here? So he said, so mibnei shelo galu. Because the birds of Bavel weren't exiled in the 70 years of Galus Bavel, like the birds of Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar Shanan Moava Minurav Shakadul Shamrav Magul Laholach. V'achaminan Diga. We now know the office of Eretz Yisrael were exiled. Time Rabbi Yehuda Mechamisha Meshtayim Shana Lo Avar Ish Biyuda. There was no person who passed in Eretz Yehuda. Shenamar, because it says Alahare Masher Bechi V'Nahi. So Ma'ofa Shemayim V'ad Behema Godru V'Halchu. Right, they got up and they went. Behema is gematria chimshin v'tartin havim. Right, it's 52. From the word behema, it's gematria 52, and the 52 years from the time of the Golus Sidkiyahu until Yisrael was sort of saved, so to speak, in the days of Koresh. That's when they went up with them to rebuild the base of Migdash. That was at the end of 70 years. So Amravi Yaakov and Yochanan, Kulan, all the behemoths, the opus, and the dog game, Chazru. They came back there to Israel. Chutz Mekulias Haispanim. Da Amarav, Hani Madre Debav. Was that type of fish, that salty fish. Da Amarav, Hani Midre Debavel, Mahadre Maya Le'ain Etam. The,
you couldn't come back.
What's the Madre? What's the Midre? The Midre are the downward slopes?
The slopes of Babylonia return water to Ain Etam.
Okay.
But they have underground stuff that goes directly to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, from Bavel until Eretz Yisrael, they were like inclines.
I'm just looking at Russia
right now.
Okay. Yeah, and Ein Etam, Ein Etam was there. Rashi says Ben Yehuda le Binyamin. It was between Yehuda and Binyamin, right near the Makom Hamikdash. It's the highest point, one of the highest points in Eretz Yisrael. It's where the mikvah water. Yeah, it gave the water for the mikvah for the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara Yoma. Okay. So, v'hai kevan de lo shari shadri lo matze salik, right? Since it didn't have a spine, it couldn't make it there on its own. Mipnei ma moedim babel smechem, why are the holidays in Babel so happy? Mnei shalo hai ba'osa klala. Because the Babylonians were not included in the klala. They had less simcha on the Yom Tov. Dechtiv, because it says, ve'ishbel sikol misosi chaga chadasha v'ashavas l'chol madeh. And her, right, your festivals are going to stop. Uksiv, and then it says, chachech madechem son an ashi eni alai l'trach. Your new months, they become despised by me. It's talking about the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. But Bavel never had that klala. My havelai torach, what does it mean that they become, like, weighty for me? Sa'am rabbi lazar, amar kodesh baruch hu lodayin l'Yisrael shechot in l'fanei. It's not enough to be in Israel. They also make they do an aver for me. Ela shematrich natalei de ezek zera kashav ilim. But they also force me to know which zera I should pick from among them. They force my hand. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Ein lecha kol regel v'regel shelo ba bolesh l'tzipori. There was never a yontif where the soldiers didn't come to Tzipori to loot it. There was never a holiday where a governor, a ruler, an officer didn't come to Tveria to you know, to drive people crazy.
Are you talking about the Jewish holidays?
Yes. Why are the Tamin Chaim Bavel so strong? Because they're not from there, and therefore. Oh, sorry, Mitsuyanim with the clothes, not Talmid. Yeah, why do they have the fancy clothes? They have the fancy clothes because they're not from that area, and therefore they need to make themselves chashiv, and they do it with the clothing. Darmi Inche, Bamasa Shamai. What people say, when I'm by my city, Shamai, my name is enough. below Masa Tosvai. When I'm not in my city, then I'm going to need some fancy clothing. Yeah. Those of Yaakov who come and they'll root in the ground, they're going to grow. Atani Rav Yosef, Eilu Tamin Chav Shehabavel, Sheosin Tzitzin Uprachim Torah, who make, you know, beautiful for the Torah. We see that they're also big Talmid of Chachamim.
In the Bavel.
Yeah. Mibnei Mav, the Chachamim is a... Exactly. No, listen, it could be like the Machlokas Rizhin and Kotsk. Right? Rizhin always felt that it was better for the people to see fancy, the Rabbonim and everything look fancy, as opposed to despised. Because they didn't stand by Har Sinai, and that's therefore wasn't Pasku Zumasa. Meaning, but since our neshamos were already at Har Sinai, pasku zumasan, already our impurity went away from the chet Adam and Chava, but or the chet Egel, but they never had that opportunity. So therefore, the zuhama stays with them. It's not a punishment; it's the reality of existence. Because they were Har Sinai. The Gemara in Yavama says even the Geirim were Har Sinai. The nefashos atidin lis Geir. Shabbat Nachash al Chava, that the Hitil Bazuma, because when the snake got Chava, it put a Zuhama. She passed it to other people. Yisrael Shamdar Sinai, Pasku Zumasa. Of the club Shamdar Sinai, Lo Pasku Zumasa. Armele Rebbe Rabbi Vashi, Gerimai, what do I Gerim? Here we go. Armele Afagav, the Inu Lavi Mazaliav. Even though they weren't there, their Mazel was there. Techtiv et Asher Yeshnu Po Imanu Ayam, Lifnej Avakenu, Asher Enenu Po. Okay. Gemara is a plea to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and Rabbi Kahana Kana Ad Shlosh Doras Lo Pasku Asnu Avasav. Did the Tuma ever leave? Avram holid at Yishmael. So Avram gave birth to Yishmael. Yitzchak holid at Esav. Yaakov holid Shneim Asar Shvatim. Shlo Yav Ashum Dofi, where there was no variance. All of them had got rid of the Zuama. So Rabbi Abba Kahana says that you see that the Jews already got rid of it by the birth of Yaakov, and nothing to do with Har Sinai.
Let's go back to the puzzle with Har Sinai there, with the Goyim. Why a convert, let's say, he's considered as though he was in Har Sinai?
Yeah, his mazel was considered as there.
Huh?
The Gemara said his mazel was considered as there.
The mazel?
Yeah, Rashi says the person's malach.
Then a Goy doesn't have a malach. Is that what they're saying?
No, but
the one that never...
The one that was never going to convert wasn't at Har Sinai. He has a malach, just wasn't at Har Sinai.
I mean, so the reason he's converting is because he was at Har Sinai?
No, vice versa. Since he's going to convert, the malach made it a point, let me be here. Shovar Adam Eschav is Lelav Gargaris. Let's say a person breaks open a barrel to eat the dry figs. Ubilvat Shaloy Eschav Melas Os Kli. As long as you don't intend to make a Kli. Ve'ein Nokvim Megufish Chavis. And you can't make the, punch open the cask. Tiv Reb Yehuda. V'chayim Matirin. Lo Yikved Metzida. You can't make a perforation on it. And if it was already had the perforation and you want to close it up, don't put wax on it. Because it's going to smooth it down. At night. No, Ba'arav. That's Ba'arav. It's a town. And I was afraid that he might be chayef to bring a korban chatas. Soda bottle, soda cans. This is it. Making a Pesach Yafif. That's right.
What do you mean? But you open it.
Maybe this is this. Maybe this is the same thing. You're making an opening.
What do you mean? You take the can.
And you perforate it. That's this Mishnah.
What it is. So it becomes a keli for the rest of the liquid inside.
What's remaining?
It's inside. Even though when you perforate it, it's not a keli because it's damaged.
When you perforate the soda can at the top, why is it damaged? That's a can. That's a receptacle. It's a perfectly. You can hold things there for months, years.
No, but it says something. You have to remove the whole blood. If you remove the whole blood, you perforate the blood, let's say, at a barrel.
That's all the mission says so far.
But if you remove the plug, the whole plug, you're okay. You're not allowed to make it as though it's a brand new one, a new opening.
That's already a pshat he's giving. That's how the Mishnah said. Mishnah said, as long as you don't intend to make a vessel. When you open it, you're intending to make a vessel.
You don't want it. You just want to, you don't want to open it up as a plea. You want to just get the stuff out there inside. The fact that it comes to clean is not what.
Well, that's why many people hold that you're allowed to open up a can.
Rashi, look at Rashi. No, the reason look at Rashi. The heter by can, many think, is because it's already a pre-made, the opening is already pre-formed. But look at the Mishnah Rashi. Rashi says, "Ubavad shelo yaskaven lasas kli linokfa yafe bepesach na," to make it a nice opening. He doesn't talk about, you want to make a nice opening so your soda could come out. That's it. Just you're making an opening for the thing. That's what Rashi focuses on. It's makabah patish, perhaps. Perhaps it's makabah patish.
What about the fact that the can has that little piece to help you open it up? So therefore, it's like you're using a kli in order to open it.
So what? Why is it any better? Why is that better?
No, I'm saying it should be worse.
What?
It should be worse.
Should be worse. Okay. More, bigger chumrah. Okay, it's known that Rav Gifter was making, Rav Gifter is a famous psak where he thinks it's mutter to open soda cans on Shabbos. Others have said no. I think Rav Adja thought it was derice even to open soda cans on Shabbos. All right, many people do. Maybe they rely on Rav Gifter or whatever. What's that? Why is that a kill call? You could always put stuff inside. By the magufa on the side of the barrel, they were talking about possibly putting wax there and other things. There's so many things you can
you
put
see,
on top.
That's what it can. Yeah. You can't. In other words, you can't. You if you have a plug on that vessel and you put a hole into that plug, you're opening up a new opening.
Correct.
That's not allowed to do. But if you remove the plug in order to get the wine from it, you're not opening a new opening. There's no new opening. You're allowed to do it.
This is a new opening. It's never been opened.
Oh, no. Maybe it was. Oh, you're trying
your
to
soda can.
Open?
Your soda can's never opened. Who opened it before? I hope nobody opened it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva where he allows the tuna can to be open on Shabbos. Because why? He says since it's thrown away right after their use, it's not considered a kli if you're planning on throwing away right after its use. That its mamish means you've destroyed it.
Some people say that you don't open it completely. You don't take the top off.
Right.
And so therefore it's not a kli because it's still got that part on the top. It's not, you know, so if you open it, let's say 90% of it to get the product out and then you throw it away.
Yeah.
But that's true with any barrel. A box of orange juice, you know? That you have to pull the taps now from the orange juice. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos?
What?
The orange juice things were a milk.
I remember Roy Willigan in Mar Shakol used to have us open up everything before Shabbos. Ramosha Feinstein says, open up all stuff before Shabbos. He says, very hard to know which kli is different, which kli is fine, which kli is not. It's not like Ramosha usually does that type of chumrah. He talks about having a goy open up the kli for you. He says it in the first chelik. He talks about having a goy. Chazanish says one should never open a kli. You shouldn't open a kli and now open cans. He says also deraisa of creating kalim. He says you're making a kli. You're making a kli.
How do you do the bottle of sodas? The bottle. Aren't you doing the same thing? Mm-hmm. Opening it.
Separate. That was a separate piece that was added on after. Yeah, that was a separate piece. Yes, that was a separate piece added on after. Because that was a separate piece added on afterwards, so it's fine. The top is a separate piece that was added afterwards, so it's fine.
Therefore, you're allowed to.
You're allowed to.
So was a can.
What? No, it was just they made the indentation, the around it.
But a can was this kind of cup. And then the top part that has the
but it wasn't considered finished yet.
Is
it wasn't considered finished yet. No one uses it as without the top of the can. Nobody. The bottle's used without the cork. It's finished. That's just the closer. The can is never used without that lid. You've never seen anybody drink without the top. It's Rav Avad Yosef who's actually making, not Mach. Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach have kulas because the can is thrown out afterwards.
And the bottle, when you crack the the seal.
What?
How do you do with the bottle?
When you crack that ring.
Which?
There's that ring on the
when
bottom.
When you open up any bottle.
That's fine. Again, because that was added afterwards. That was added after the fact. The, what's it called? What about asking someone who's makil in this to open it for you? Let's say they follow Rav Aji Yosef.
Yeah, everybody, my cousin Doron asks,
you know, ask you to open.
Yeah,
I do it to my parents.
He's Shabbos
my Shabbos guy.
In front of me, I don't want this can.
But you know, if you open a can, you drink from the can, then a mamish becomes a kli.
Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that it's, since its usage was to get the drink and get rid of the kli, you want
to
get rid.
If you use the can, if you open up to drink right from the kli.
What kli?
If you open up a can of soda and drink right from the kli.
No, you're trying to get the contents out and get rid of the kli. That's what he says.
You don't need the clean. Not
using
the clean.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the svaras to be strict makes so much more sense in this than the svaras to be lenient. I don't understand, but I think it's a limud zchus they were doing. Rav Moshe, anyways, in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet talks about asking others that it's not a problem to ask others who are mekel to open it for you. Oh, that's sorry, where I get it from. It. Yeah, you could open it from. Okay. And I could open it for Daron. Okay, let's continue. Here we go. Where are we here? Where in the Gemara? Yeah, we got a float here. Okay. Right, that's the Gemara says. Don't put on it. Don't put wax in it. Right, but Arev and Sechshelechtasai. Okay, Gemara. Amar Boshe, Lo Shanu Ela Drusos. The Mishnah allowing you to open it was only for stuff that has pressed the figs in there. Aval meforedes lo, but to break apart the figs that are just sitting loosely, there you can't use the knife or whatever on Shabbos. Umefrudes lo, but is that the case by the loose ones? Meisavei Reb Shimon Gamliel says maybe in the Chavon Shal Yaidu Matiz Rosh Besayef, and you can cut off his top of the sword. Menichve Orchem Beshabbos. Meina Choshesh. Hahi Rabbanu Masnisin Reb Nechemnya. He no, that's Reb Nechemnya. Umay Duchid Reb Moshe Lukmi Masnisin Reb Nechemnya. Why Reb Moshe forced himself to look Reb Nechemnya? Udrusos is talking about dealing with the pressed figs. Lukma Beferes. Let's say we're dealing with the loose figs and follow the Rabbanon. Be more makel. Amarav Masnisin Keshisei. No, because the Mishnah was bothering him. Because Meir Detani Grogers. Because why did the Mishnah say figs specifically? Listen, they perish. Just say any type of fruit. You can see from there we're dealing with stuff that's normally pressed, and that's figs. Figs are things which are normally pressed. Okay. They're usually pressed into cakes. That's their function often. Okay. So Tani Chada. We learned in a Braisa, Chosal Shograsha Sotmarim Matir. You can untie ropes that are tying together baskets of dry figs or dates. You can undo the ropes or cut them. But you can untie them, but you can't undo them or cut them. So you have a stira. Lo kasha. Ha rabbanon ha rabnechemnia. No kasha. One, the first Braisa is the chamim. Second one is rabnechemnia. The Gemara says, "Hold on, Tanya, Rabbi Chemnia, Marafilu Tarvad Vafilu Talis Tefilu Sakin. Tarvad's like a ladle or a talis, and even a knife. Ain not la tzarich tashmishin. They could only be used on Shabbos for what you specifically need them for." His opinion is, you can't dangle it on your head. You can't.
I have a fruit basket, I can't, and it's tied. You know, with a little rope. Someone dropped off a present. I'm not allowed to open it with a knife, right?
Right. Correct.
Classic thing. And sometimes it's tied with that little yellow cord. How do you open it?
Yeah, you could. The first brisa. Chosal shchoresh tamar matir umafkiyo uchotech. You could tie it. You could cut it even.
And cut it.
But scissors.
Why? Because the first one's chachamim. That's why it's the majority.
Scissors.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah, but there's cut open.
You can use it for something much. To cut open food that you're allowed to cut open. Yeah. That's just saying, mutter.
Before Shabbos, but when you come into Shabbos, you had no tensions of use. This was muksa to you. Only after Shabbos, you started.
Stuff by shear, we don't assume makes a klisha malachta lesser, because it has on occasion, it has permissible activity.
So with the best time mutter on Shabbos, even though before Shabbos, you didn't. You have to have a kavana, you have to have a das on that.
No, because it's typically used. Scissors are often used for cutting mutter thing. So you don't have to have specific thought. If I have things which are typically used for mutter things, I don't have to set them aside before Shabbos. They're already set aside in Mela.
Afilus, at the end, afu sakin ein yitolin ela letzorech tashmishan. You're only allowed to use that knife or the scissor if that's designated to open on Shabbos.
What are you reading?
In other words, the last part of this of the Brisa right here, afilu tells afilu sakin ein yitolin ela letzorech tashmishan.
Yeah,
you
for their use.
You can use that for certain use. So you can't take a regular knife and open up a basket on Shabbos.
Hold on, I'm just looking at the on the side here. They have the beer Rishonim. One second, we have the beer Rishonim.
The Brisa of Rav Nechamya.
Yeah, no, it seems mutter because it has once it has a primary function that is mutter, you don't need to be mevadal it for heter.
So what does it say?
Yeah.
This is going to answer him. Ella.
Okay.
Only, why does it say Ella?
What do you mean? Yeah, you could use it for what you need to. What does it mean? What you need to use them for the proper need. Ain't it all tzarach tashmishan? You can only use them for what they're supposed to be used. Afilu tarvad, afilu tal. We don't. That's from the Chemnim. I'm saying we paskin like chachamim. That's my point. We paskin like chachamim. So what about sticking into the side of a cask a type of a spear on Shabbos?
What is it?
Sticking a spear on the side of a cask. Right. Lepischa kamachavas. Are you trying to make a new opening and it's usser? Lepischa, are you trying to intend for and it's usser by putting it inside? Perhaps you want to just make the wine come out nicely and that's mutter. I'm a lepischa kamachavin and it's also you're trying to make a pesach. Meisve Rab Shem Megamliel Omer maybe Adam Chavishi Amatid Rosh Besai if you can cut it off. So Hasam Vade Lein Yafa kamachavin. Hachi Misa Lein Yafa kamachavin. If you're intending for it, lepischa miftach. Let you simply open it by taking off the top, right? Let him just open up the top directly. Okay, let's stop there for today. Yeah, hold down. It's low because you have a lot of the lemaisa shilas on this. These dam very lemaisa. There.